On the line, from a London hotel, I believe, Ed Drost from Grizzly Bear. What are you doing in a London hotel?
I'm actually here for a week of press, so this fits right into it.
Do they put you somewhere nice, at the least?
Yeah, it's on the river.
Fair enough, okay. So, tell us then, we have been playing the crap out of Sleeping Ute, the new track. The very first taste we have heard of new Grizzly Bear music. Tell us a little bit about it. What is a sleeping ute? We have utes in Australia, and they're like pickup trucks, but I'm guessing that's not what it's about.
No, it's not. It's actually a mountain in Colorado. Dan titled it and wrote that, and it's about a mountain in Colorado. So it's a little more majestic than a pickup truck.
This is the mountain in Colorado that, if you look at it from side on, it looks like a giant Native American warrior.
Well, I've never been, so I can't actually vouch for what it looks like.
Does Daniel tour around Colorado a lot?
Daniel has spent time in Colorado and New Mexico more than I have, I must say. Although, you know, I should take a trip out and check out the Sleeping Ute just so I can have a little more to say about it in interviews.
So you can be more like an authority.
A little more informed for when people ask about it. So I can just be like, oh, yes, I've seen it. It's wonderful. Very sleepy, and it's a nice butte in the distance.
Ed is on the line from London. I guess the important question is, has Mike McDonald from the Doobie Brothers asked if he can sing on this one yet?
No, not yet. I think that might have been a one-time thing. I mean, you know, there's only so many times you can have Michael McDonald sing on a song. It's sort of like a, you know, once-in-a-lifetime special moment. You know, you get to have his Doobie vibes only once, and then after, you just have to, like, remember the moment and just sort of cherish it.
He sends you on your way out into the world, the smooth, smooth world.
Exactly. He ushers us on to the Sleeping Ute.
Are you going to make a video for this? One of the things I love about Grizzly Bear, apart from the music, is the fact that your videos are so, like, well, apart from being very evocative, quite creepy as well. Is there going to be a video for Sleeping Ute?
As far as I know, no. It's not one of the ones that's considered a single. It was sort of a teaser track, but you know what? Who knows? You know, videos are fun. Videos are cool. Maybe we'll make one for it. I have no idea.
And it's been a while since you've been back to that weird claymation meat mincer from the song Knife from Yellow House.
Oh, yeah. They're great. I mean, I love them, but it took them like a year to make that. So, yeah.
The clock is ticking. Yeah. That's true. And you've got stuff to do this year. You're going to be here in Australia for the Harvest Festival.
Yes, I can't wait.
It's going to be so cool. I mean, the lineup is so great. You guys, Sigur Rós, Beck will be there, Mike Patton's Mondo Carne, Ben Folds 5, Beirut. Who are you looking forward to of all these people to check out or to hang out with?
You know, I've never seen Beck in concert, so that's kind of exciting. I mean, I played at a Serge Gainsbourg tribute with him, so I got to see him sing Serge Gainsbourg songs, but I've never gotten to see Beck actually play Beck songs, so that'll be cool. I haven't seen Sigur Rós in concert since like 2002, so I mean, and Beirut is like a friend of mine, so the whole thing just sounds like a lot of fun. I can't wait, and Australian audiences are literally one of our favorite audiences to play to, so we're absolutely thrilled to come back.
And on the line from London, Ed Drost from Grizzly Bear. I've been stalking your Instagram, as I like to do, and about 4 weeks ago you posted a picture of some random cables with the caption, "Mixing last track of album." How close are we?
To the album being done?
Yeah, how close are you guys?
The album is done.
All right, so...
It's official.
Excellent.
It's in the bag.
Tick. Well, tell us a little bit about it. I mean, some of the photos I saw look amazing. There's long reeds and rivers and islands. Where was that?
That was Cape Cod. It's close to New York. It's a place where we have easy access to and a house that we can use. So we've often gone there for a little quiet and escape from the city. It's a good place. There's piano. It's just a good place to get out of the city and work on music and record and We still don't record in a studio.
Well, I guess if you got someone like Chris Taylor, is he
exactly?
So he's still doing production?
Yeah, he still does production. We did hire out for a mixer this time though, which was like a big step for us. So, we're growing.
How did it feel letting go?
It was cool, actually. I think we were so tired, and Chris Taylor was also exhausted from all the work he had put into it, that he was like, oh man, I'm so relieved I don't have to mix this album. It's so hard to mix an album. So we got this guy named Michael Brower, who's absolutely incredible, to mix it, and he did a fantastic job.
And did he actually send it away, or were you guys hovering over Michael's shoulders?
No, he would spend like the first half of the day working on it, and then he'd call us in, and then we'd listen, and then we'd tweak it with him in the afternoon, basically. He's based in New York, so we didn't surrender complete control to him. We are control freaks, so we had a little bit of, we had our say.
But he's like, he's like a Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, Bob Dylan kind of guy, so he's got a fairly apt repertoire.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely an established dude.
And
he's an established dude.
Didn't he also mix the new Cat Power song that we've been playing as well? I think he has something to do with that.
I don't know about whether he mixed Cat Power, but I know that he's mixed like dozens and dozens and dozens of some of the best artists around, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Cool.
And that song is great. Yeah. I just heard it the other day. It's fantastic.
Ruin, it's called. Yeah, it's mad. So now when we're on your sort of looking up details about the album, it's either going to be called Warp 229, which I'm guessing is the catalog number, or it's self-titled. Do you have a title for the album?
We do, and we're almost ready to announce it, so I'm afraid I'm going to just have to dangle that Warp 229 in front of your face and keep you waiting. We're going to announce it soon, though, probably within the next week.
That's great.
We finally came to a conclusion on what it should be called. It was actually weirdly hard to name it, so.
After Vectimist, you've set yourself high standards.
It's infinitely easier to pronounce than Vectimist,
good.
Fear not.
Tell me this. This is unalbum related. Also, back to your the photos you've been taking. There's a photo a couple of weeks ago of this sort of owl, almost like a tapestry or like a roof painting or something of just these owls. What is that?
I'm really proud of you for being so up on my Instagram game.
Hey, I'm thorough.
Good job.
Thorough. That's what they call me.
I hope you comment and like them all, or are you just a creeper?
I did. I liked it accidentally while trying to make it bigger by like tapping on it.
Oh, accidentally. Thanks a lot.
Well, I would have liked it afterwards. Tell me about these owls, Ed, please.
You're busted. I was in Paris. I was in France for a wedding, and there was a museum of hunting. And I'm not a hunter, nor do I necessarily condone it or am excited by it, but my friend had an apartment next to it. And we wandered into this weird, weird-ass museum where each room was dedicated to a different animal. And it was actually kind of interesting. And there was an owl room, and the entire walls and ceilings were covered in owls.
Yeah.
And I took a picture, and I Instagrammed it.
Wow. And so now we can reveal that Grizzly Bear's brand new album will be called The Owl Room.
Yeah. Hunting owls. No, that would be so sad.
Terrible. They're such beautiful animals. Well, thank you for settling several of our queries. And I guess we'll see you guys in November for Harvest on the 17th of November in New South Wales, 18th in Queensland, and in Victoria on the 11th of November. Ed, thanks very much, dude. We'll see you in November.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I can't wait.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.